It is Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, the play-on song of Kelly Hobbs, who's the animal training coordinator at Werribee Open Range Zoo, joining the Bay Summer Morning Crew this morning. G'day, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're very well indeed, and you are our second job goer this year. We'll call you for On the Job. An interesting job as a lion tamer. Oh, my godfather.
Wow.
Let's get into some questions. Yeah. First of all, how many lions in your pride at the moment at the Werribee Zoo?
At the moment, we have a pride of six beautiful females, so six lionesses at Werribee Zoo. We have two adult females. Their names are Nilo and Naribi. And then we have their daughters, which are Kabibi, Aziza, Asali and Elola. So that's our six females we have currently.
Wow. Nice. Who gets to name them, Kel?
Well, actually, we ask our visitors to name them. We generally have like a naming competition, and then we whittle it down to a top kind of 10 and then choose what we think is the best suited name for the animal's personality that we've kind of noticed in their young age.
Nice. Now, I know we don't normally ask ladies this question, really, but how much do they generally weigh, lions? Are they, like, you're dealing with a really heavy animal?
You can deal with a very heavy animal, particularly with the males. The females are a little bit lighter than the males, but the males can weigh up to sometimes 250 kilos. They can be really big boys. Big boys. And the females are generally kind of around 120, 125, so they're quite a bit slighter than the males.
We're talking to Kelly Hobbs, who's the animal training coordinator at Werribee Open Range Zoo, looks after the lions. And, well, it can be, you can be called a lion tamer, can't you? Kelly, when I think of a lion tamer, I think of a guy in a funny hat with a little pencil-thin moustache. But you don't look anything like that, do you?
I hope I don't look anything like that. I don't think I've got the pencil moustache, but I am getting older, so it could be getting there. But look, I think I'm definitely not I wouldn't say a lion tamer. I'd say a trainer. And a trainer, what they do is they listen to what the animal is telling them through their behaviour. So it's really about kind of observing the animal's behaviour and communicating with them in an effective way, which we do with all of our animals here at Werribee.
Okay, so how long do your lions, the lifespan, how long do they live?
Lions, actually, kind of in Africa where they're exposed to, fighting with each other, they're exposed to famine, or they might be exposed to different diseases, their life expectancy is a lot shorter. So you'd say probably about 10 for males and 12 years for females. But here at the zoo, we've had really long longevity with our lions, and we've had a males and females live over 20 years of age, which is not uncommon.
Wow. So, Kelly, how can you determine their moods? You've got to go in, you've got to work with them, you're training these lions. How do you determine whether they're in a good mood for a Monday or a bad mood?
Well, again, it's our job to really be quite sensitive to what the animals are trying to tell us. And everything they do is for a reason, so they're always trying to communicate. And that might be in some really small little movements that they have, or it could be really overt. So, say, a lion hissing at us or snarling, which we don't really see very often because we are very sensitive of their moods. But just like us, they can have bad days. They might have woken up a little bit tired or had a bit of a fight with one of their siblings, a disagreement. And so we really need to take that into account when we're working with them, about where we're placing the lions to eat their food, how we're interacting with them at a close distance. If for some reason they're just saying, I don't really want you kind of standing in front of me this morning, then that's completely their choice, and we make sure we really take notice of what they're trying to tell us.
Have you ever felt like you've been, threatened or challenged by them?
I don't personally ever feel like I've been challenged or threatened by a lion. Again, we work in really safe, safe quarters here. We have really safe procedures. And so, again, when we take all of that, what they're trying to tell us into account, their communication, if we can tell what they're trying to communicate to us with those small little changes in their moods, that means it doesn't escalate to that point where they want to challenge us or where they're really upset with us.
We're talking to Kelly Hobbs in our segment On the Job. She's a lion trainer, the Werribee Open Range Zoo Animal Training Coordinator. Kel, can you stick around for one more chat?
I'd love to stick around.
On the job this morning on the Bay Summer Morning Crew with Millie and Ferg, we're talking today to the Animal Training Coordinator, the Lion Trainer, if you like, at Werribee Open Range Zoo. Kelly Hobbs is on the line with us. Kelly, how we've got some questions that have been put to us from our audience. Jake of Warren Ponds, for example, can you answer this one for us? How do you keep their teeth clean, the lion's teeth clean?
Well, that is a really great question. I'm glad Jake asked that because we do a lot to keep their teeth clean. Now, in the food that we eat, we give to them to eat, we make sure that it's really good for their gums, are really good for their teeth. So just like with your dogs and cats at home, things that can kind of brush their teeth or bones or meat that they really need to chew through is really, really helpful for gum and teeth health. So that's a great way of us making sure that they're nice and healthy. The other thing that we do is we don't necessarily clean their teeth, but we always check their teeth really closely. And we can do that by asking them to actually open their mouth for us.
Wow.
So we have a cue and we say, mouth open, and they open their mouth in front of us and we'll hold it open, and so that allows us to get a look at all those amazing teeth. And the teeth are amazing, very big, very sharp, very good condition, and it allows us, you know, to bring our vets down and have a look at their teeth. And we're making sure that they're developing really well, particularly when they're young lions and they're kind of losing some teeth and growing older ones. It's really important for us to make sure that everything's nice and healthy in there.
All right, now, Mia from Belmont, how close can the kids and the mums and dads get to the lions at the zoo?
We're happy to say our visitors can actually have a really great experience up close with the lions. So we have a fantastic enclosure where the lions are able to roam in many different spaces, and a lot of those spaces are where visitors can see them up really close. We have a really nice resting space right at the front of our window where the lions love to jump on top of it. It's actually an old Jeep, and it's parked through the glass, and so kids can sit on one side of the glass, a lion sitting right on the other side of the glass. We do training sessions with our lions on exhibit as well, so that means that people can be sometimes within, you know, a metre and a half of a lion. And likewise, we have behind the scenes encounters that people can purchase, and they can get really up close to our lions as well, and not only see them up close, but you can smell them, you can hear them, you get all of your senses really filled, and it's an amazing experience. As much as these animals look sensational from from a couple of metres away, when they're a metre and a half in front of you, they are absolutely phenomenal, just stunning animals.
Yeah.
And Kelly, the final listener question in On the Job from Paul of Newtown: do your animals get sick very often, and if so, what with?
That's a really good question as well. So we actually don't have a lot of illness with our animals, and that is because we have a lot of proactive healthcare training with our animals, which I'm lucky enough to be part of. What we ask is for our animals, like the lions, to participate voluntarily in that healthcare. That might be asking them to open their mouth voluntarily for us, or it might be even presenting their tail so that we can draw blood from their tail, all voluntary. So the animals can move away from us, can go away, can not participate if they want to, but there's such a kind of trusting relationship between us and the cats that they understand that they're safe, they're not going to be harmed. And we do that with every animal that we have here at Werribee Open Range Zoo. That goes from, you know, tiny reptiles or small birds to our lions, to our giraffe, to our rhino. So every single animal voluntarily participates in their own healthcare, which just makes things so much easier.
Kelly, you have been amazing. Lion trainer from Werribee Zoo and in charge of the animal coordination there, looking after them. Thanks for your time on the Job this morning, and we'll talk to you again another day.
My absolute pleasure. Have a lovely day, guys.